Thank you for this time.
主，我们感谢你为我们预备这段时间。
What a privilege that as we have such a Lord and such a Shepherd, we can share you with one another.
这是何等的权利啊！你给我们权利，我们有这么我们的主啊，我们的牧人，我们可以这样来互相的交通。
So our desire, Lord, is to entrust this time of open sharing into your own hands.
我们的祷告就是把我们这段时间我们要恭敬交在你手里。
Oh Lord, we pray, help us to seize the opportunity to share even the riches of all that you are with one another.
我们能够我们祷告能够就是说能够我们互相的交通能够看到主你的丰富。
We pray for a time where the headship of Christ is very clearly manifested.
我们为这个时间祷告你的这个全能能够在这个这段时间里面能够彰显。
And we pray that your Holy Spirit may move freely among your saints, prompting, restraining, having that place of preeminence and glorifying the Lord Jesus in our midst.
我们能够在求你用圣上的灵来引导我们能够督促我们在这个主里面有这个交通。
In Jesus' precious name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. I want to once again read from the same psalm we read as we began this morning.
我要就是我们继续念我们所念诗篇二十三篇。
Psalm 23, just verse 1.
诗篇二十三篇我们只念第一节。
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
Now, as we have this time of open sharing,
我们有这段时间这个自由分享的时间。
Of course, as we know, is an opportunity for us to share the Lord with one another.
这个是一个机会我们能够互相交通我们的主。
So I want to invite you to think about this time from the point of view of the psalm that we know so well.
我们要就是能够我们这么熟悉的这个诗篇里面，我们能够用用这个角度来互相的交通。
Now just think about it for a second.
我们能够有一些思想的时间。
Our Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want.
主是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
In Him there is lack of nothing.
在他里面没有任何的缺乏。
Because He is our shepherd, that is our experience.We don't lack anything because of him.
我们的经历他是我们牧者在那里面我们没有任何缺乏。
Now I believe this connects with this time of open sharing.
我相信这个跟我们是这一段这个自由分享的时间是连在一起的。
Because as you experience your shepherd in your day to day, as I experience our shepherd in my day to day, we can come here together and share with one another of the abundance of that I shall not want that we experience in Him.
你在你的生活里面经历这个牧者我在我这个生活里面经历牧者的带领我们能够互相的交通确实我们经历里面在他里面没有任何缺乏。
That provision of the Lord that I shall not want, we experience it in so many ways, isn't it?
是不是我们在这个主的预备里面，我们有不同的方式来经历他是我们牧者，我们并不知缺乏。
Sometimes we experience it through a day-to-day experience. The Lord allows you to go through something where you experience more of Him.
有时候在我们生活中主在我们经历一些事情我们能够经历他的带领。
Sometimes we experience Him daily. I trust in His Word, how He speaks to us, how He leads us into green pastures, into the waters of rest.
我们在他的话语里面在每天生活中经历他怎么把我们引到这个青草地在可安歇的水边。
Our circumstances, of course, they're kind of tailor-made for each one of us, right?
这个我们每天经历的好像是主为我们量身定做的。
What I go through is not what you go through.
我所经历的或许不是你所经历的。
Oh, but because we belong to the same shepherd, we all can experience him, whatever the circumstance is. And that's the preciousness of a time like this.
我们都是有同一个牧者，我们都是在这个他里面所经历的，所以这个就是这段时间所宝贵的地方。
We can share with one another whatever we have experienced of our inexhaustible shepherd. We can come and share with one another and testify all the riches of all that he is.
我们能够互相交通啊，这个无穷尽啊，这个我们牧者啊，他的供应啊，我们能够互相交通，我们这个牧者啊，他的丰富。
But you see, because that's the nature of this time to share about the shepherd, we have to remind one another that this time is about the shepherd. It's not we are sharing what we experience of him.But we are sharing about him. It's not about us.
所以这段时间是我们交通这个我们这个牧者的时间啊，所以我们是交通了牧者，不是交通关于我们自己。
I hope this doesn't sound like a contradiction.
我希望这个不是有任何的冲突。
Because we are being encouraged sometimes to share. If the Lord led you through something personal, you're encouraged to share your personal experience.
有时候我们主带我们经历一些经历。我们能够起来交通啊，我们所经历的。
Or if the Lord spoke a living word from His word to you, you're encouraged also to share with all of us.
或许在他话里面，他向我们说话，我们也可以啊，没被鼓励啊，能够把我们的经历交通出来。
Oh, but you see, even if you share your personal experience, you're sharing what you experience of Him.
虽然我们是交我们个人的经历，但是是在他里面的经历。
It's all about Him. It's not at the end of the day. It's not about me.Oh, I was so good, I was so faithful. No, no, no. It's all about my shepherd. How wonderful he is.
这是说我们交通是关于主的，不是说在这个一天这个结束之后，我们是看到我们自己，是看到我们自己。
So, having reminded all of us about that,
我们有这样被提醒之后
I probably just will read a line from the wonderful hymn we just sang, which I think captures the spirit of the time.
我要这个叫念这个我们刚唱诗歌里面的一小段，这个就是我们看到这个我们所刚刚所交通的经义。
See, the whole hymn, the hymn is entitled that God in heaven has a treasure, and that treasure is his beloved son.
我们这个诗歌的主题是神在天上有一个宝贝，这个宝贝就是神的独生爱子。
But the wonder in a way of the hymn is that that treasure, which is Christ himself, God has placed in his saints, in you and in me.
这个奇妙的地方就是神把他的独生爱这个宝贝放在我们里面，放在你里面，放在我里面。
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
这个基督在我里面，这是何等荣耀的盼望。
So the last, for instance, the last line of the first stanza speaks of God having that deep unfathomable pleasure. Christ revealed in saints below. The last line of
The first stanza.
Yes.
这个第一段的最后一句极深心爱仍难测窥基督启示我心里。
Now think about it. If God has given each one of us in His grace, it's not because of our merit, but He has given us the Son Himself revealed in us below. Oh, isn't this a time of abundance when we can share of what He is for each one of us?
因为主的恩典，他把他他这个他爱子啊，启示在我们心里。这个不是这个，我们这一段是很丰富的地方，我们能够一起互相的交通啊，我们的主。
I could take you line by line in this wonderful hymn, and the whole spirit of it is in those lines. I encourage you to reread it. What a treasure!
我们这是何等的宝贝！我们可以一段一段的看我们可以这样看到每一段我们都可以看到这是何等的宝贝。
Well, all that said, I would like to open this time.
我们。这些交通之后，我们要把这个时间这个给弟兄姊妹。
I will remind you of a few practical guidelines that we have.
我们有一些实际的这个提醒。
First of all, as in order to encourage the most participation, we would ask you to keep that time limited.
我们希望有更多弟兄姊妹能够上来交通，所以我们有一些时间的这个考虑。
Where is the dreaded sign? It's you know.Oh, thank you. Here, you know the sign? It is up to me to show the sign. So, just reminding you, you have 10 minutes to share whatever the Lord has given you. 10 minutes to share that.
我们首先就是我们能够把交通限制在十分钟里面，包括翻译十分钟。
If you get to 10 minutes, I'm going to be sitting right there and I'm going to do this to you. Just to remind you, I'll be discreet. I'll remind you, your time is up.
如果十分钟到了，我用这个来提醒你。
And if you really must, you have 5 minutes of grace period.
如果你真的要说久一点，多五分钟这个恩典的时间。
But that is the time for you to wrap it up.
这个也是想到我们你可以结束了。
And if you get to see this, it means that you know your time is really, really, really up.
如果你看到15分钟的提醒呢，我们就就请能够结束。
So that's the first guideline, and the second one.
这个刚刚那是第一个提醒，有第二个提醒。
Is that we would ask again? Is in order to encourage the most participation possible. We would ask you if you have shared recently, and let's say the two last times. Forget the conferences. If in the two last open sharings at the beginning of the month you have shared, we would ask you that kindly that you would refrain from sharing so you give the opportunity for other brothers and sisters to share.
对啊，考虑到更多弟兄姐妹可以起来分享，不包括这个特会的一些分享啊，希望你如果上两个两次你就分享了，先给其他弟兄姐妹这个机会。
With that said, we would like to open this time and may the Lord lead us to His own glory.
把时间交给主啊，但愿他带领我们。
弟兄姊妹们早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，今天有机会我可以在这里分享最近我在主面前一点点的学习。
I'm grateful that I had the opportunity today to share a little of what the Lord has showed me recently.
然后两周前我在网上就是买了几个面包。
Recently online, I've ordered a few loaves of bread.
然后他取货的方式有两种，一种是自己去取，另外一种是他在法拉盛附近他可以送货上门。
There were two delivery methods. One, I could go and pick it up myself, or another, I could pick it up somewhere in Flushing.
刚好周五晚上我们要来 CBM 聚会。
On Friday night, I just so happened to have to come to CBM for a meeting.
然后我就选了让他送货上门，就写了 CBM 的地址。
So I decided to have it shipped here to CBM.
但那天出了点意外。
But something unexpected happened.
就是他说的是七点就应该开始送货，但是后面他给的消息说要到八点，那个送货的人才能到法拉盛。
So they said that they would deliver it by about 7 p.m., but it was later on they notified me that it would have to be delayed until 8.
然后我就有点着急，因为我们的聚会七点四十开始，九点就结束了，我们还需要回家。
So then I got a little nervous because our meeting here starts at 7:45 and it ends at 9. So after that we would have to go home as well.
所以我心里就有点着急，我就在想这个面包我还能不能拿到，万一拿不到怎么办。
So then I wondered what would happen if I couldn't pick up the bread in time.
然后聚会开始之前我心里面特别不安，我就跟主祷告。
So before the meeting I was prayed to the Lord.
说主啊，不管我能不能拿到这个面包，但是求你让我不要被这件事情搅扰。
So I prayed to him that Lord, even whether or not I can pick up the bread, please do not let me be do not let me be disturbed by this matter.
让我在聚会的时候可以安静的专心的在你面前。
That I can fully focus during this meeting and be before you.
然后祷告完，我心里面稍微安静一点，我们就去聚会了。
So after the prayer, my heart was calmed and I started the meeting.
聚会结束之后，我还在想要不要去找司机，但是没想到我一走出门口的时候，那个司机就给我打电话说他到了。
So.After the meeting, I wasn't sure if I should go and call the driver, but it turns out that the driver called me.
然后面包就很顺利地交到我手上。
And I received the bread in time.
然后那一刻我心里面特别感动。
I was very touched at that moment.
就是当我们愿意把神的事情放在第一位，就即使是生活中这样一件小小的事情，那个神都看顾。
That even when we put small matters into his hands, that he even looks after these small things.
然后听说那天晚上那个司机送货到十一点多，但是我的那份刚好就在我聚会结束的时候就送到我手上了。
So I heard that the driver was making drop-offs up until 11 p.m., but for my order, I received it early.
然后有首诗歌唱到说，他不误事，因他是神；他不误事，他乐施恩；他不误事，他已许过。
So there's a hymn that I thought of that he does not forget matters. He He faileth not, for he is God. He faileth not. His grace, how good. From hymn
429. He faileth not. His word is good.
That indeed the Lord faileth not. And when we think of his things, he thinks of us.
但这只是一个小小的事情，但是当我们在聚会的时候，我们的心思意念被生活中的小事打扰的时候，
even though this is a small matter, oftentimes during meetings, we may be distracted by little things in our lives.
如果我们愿意把所有的事情交给神，把他的事情放在第一位，神就会来帮我们。
But if we put all these things into his hands, and if we... and if we put him first, then he will take care of all.
然后接下来的一周，主又让我有一个类似的学习。
And a week later, he also gave me a similar learning.
然后上个主日，我们要去，就聚完会之后，我们要去新泽西，因为两点钟有个 appointment.
So last week after the meeting, we had to drive to New Jersey because there was an appointment the next day at 2 p.m.
但是那天 Lucia 弟兄他讲的有点多。
So, but that day, Brother Lucio's message went a little overtime. So then in my heart, I was a little worried that we'd be late again. But then I thought of how, with the bread matter, I told myself,
我说不要担心,
don't worry, just be here and listen to the message.
然后虽然那天聚会晚了一点结束，但是我们做完事情出发之后，就刚好在两点之前赶到了。
So it was, it turned out well that after the meeting, we were able to finish some things here and then made it on time for the appointment.
然后通过这两件小事，我就真实的体会到。
So after, going through these two experiences, I really learned.
就是我们常常好像喜欢掌控所有的事情，然后碰到事情就很容易着急。
We often want to have control over our lives, and anytime we run into something unexpected, it's disappointing.
然后当事情没有按我们的计划发展的时候，焦虑就来了。
When things don't go as planned, we start to feel anxious.
有时候即便我们人到了教会，但是我们的心还被外面的事情占据着。
So even though our person is here at the meeting, we're distracted by many things outside of it.
可能是明天的工作，或者接下来的安排，或者还有一些没有解决的事情。
Perhaps it's work or things that haven't been resolved or other things outside.
但是我们身体坐在这里，我们的心思有时候就飘来飘去的。
But yeah, when we sit here during the message, our physical bodies are here, but our minds are elsewhere.
但主提醒我们，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
So the Lord said that if we seek first his kingdom, he will add it all unto us.
然后这个对我来说之前好像是一个很大的经文。
So before this, this verse seemed to be a very lofty verse.
但是我觉得就是主就通过各样的事情让我知道这不仅只是一句经文。
But through these experiences, the Lord has shown me that it's not just a verse.
然后而是可以实践在我们生活中每一件事情上的一个应许。
But it can be experienced through all the daily through my daily life. Not only whether it's buying a piece of bread or making an appointment.
当我们学习把神的事情放在第一位，把心思在聚会当中分别为圣的时候。
That if we can put his matters first, if we can stay here during the message and be set apart for him.
然后我们专心寻求他的时候，他就会为我们的每一件事情来负责。
And when we earnestly seek his will, he will take care of all of your matters.
就也许我们还是会有担心，还是会有走神的时候。
So even though there will be times when we still have worry,
但是我们每一次跟主祷告，每一次来跟主交托，都是一次信心的学习。
But each time we come before the Lord and we give things up to him, it's an exercise of our faith.
就希望主可以帮助我们在每一件小事上都来学习信靠他。
And may the Lord help us on even these small matters to learn to trust in him.
然后在我们每次聚会当中，当我们来到他面前的时候
，And before each meeting, as we come before him,
不止我们的身体到了，连我们的心思意念也能够分别为圣。
Not only are we here physically, but may our hearts and our thoughts and our minds be fully on him.
把我们所有的挂虑都交给神，真正的把心可以安息在主的面前。
Putting all worries, casting all worries on him, that we can really look to him.
感谢主，愿所有的荣耀都归给他。
Thank the Lord and give him all the glory.
Hey. 我们去参加一个弟兄一个姊妹家里的那个丧事。
And so yesterday I went to a memorial service for a sister.
然后我整个过程我非常的感动哈。
And I was truly moved through that whole time.
不单单是圣经里面告诉我们像传道书七章二节。
I was reminded in Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 2.
他说从招善往招善家的家去强如往宴乐的家去。
It is better to go to a house of mourning than go to a house of feasting.
什么道理呢
？Why?
因为死在众人的。
Because that is the end of every man.
活人也将这事放在心上。
And the living takes it to heart.
所以我就想用主的话来安慰这些在世上有些不幸的。
And I believe that the Lord uses his word to comfort those, even those who do not believe.
那我们去了墓地以后，我也顺便我们去看了和姊妹弟兄姊妹去看了，还有我们在那个墓园里的其他的已经比我们先走的那圣徒们。
And so I went to the grave site for that sister for her burial. And then at the same grave site, we also visited the graves of some other brothers and sisters who had gone before.
对，那这里所说的是死是众人的结局。
We know that, as it says in Ecclesiastes 7:2, that death or that is the end of every man.
但是呢，神给我们看到，叫我们的眼睛，我们不是望目，而是望天。
But we know that our eyes should not be focused on earth but in heaven.
那我们知道那个保罗在林后的这个第四章的最后他说什么呢
？What did Paul say in 2 Corinthians 4?
他说我们这自上自轻的苦处，要为那成就极重力的荣耀。
For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison.
因为我们所顾念的不是看得见所看见的。
While we look not at the things which are seen,
我们所顾念的，因为所看见的是暂时的。
But the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal.
那所看不见的才是永远的。
The things which are not seen are temporal.
所以这句话就是，无论在我们的家里，
so no matter if
我们遭受了很多苦处。
So no matter if it is any sufferings that we have in our own families,
但是在神的那个永远的里面呢,
but in God's eternity,
他有他的旨意,
He has His purpose.
或者说, 借着这件事情, 神给我们一个见证,
or perhaps through this incident that the Lord can testify,
他要借着这件事情来带领更多的人来归向他。
That he will use this circumstance to bring more people before him.
在整个这个追思会当中啊，我就把荣耀归给神。
And so throughout that entire memorial service, all glory goes to God.
因为我们在看到呢，在这一家，他的年轻的才33岁的孩子走的时候。
And so because we saw how that family, the child of only 33 years old, was taken by the Lord.
我们都很难过。
And truly, we were all felt full of sorrow.
但是我们看到我们的姊妹，我们的家人得到了莫大的安慰。
But we see how that sister's family was greatly comforted by the Lord.
在他们里面， 确实在整场的这个我们兵送完了回来以后他们得到了非常的安慰。
And we see how that in that whole process, how that family was truly comforted by the Lord.
因为他们知道他的儿子在哪里。
They know where their son has gone.
今天他们与我们住在一起。
That he is with the Lord.
更加激励我们参加的亲戚朋友他们也明白这个死是每个人的节期。
And so even all the relatives and friends who went to see that memorial service, they realized that death is not the end.
关键是在你有没有永远。
The question is, do they have eternity?
所以刚才我们念的这本刚才林后这个第四章的最后讲到那个看得见的都是暂时的。
And as we were reminded in 2 Corinthians, that the things which are seen are temporary.
就是包括我们儿女我们的钱财我们所的事业
And that includes your children, your possessions, your wealth
都是暂时的
Those are all temporary
当我们像这位他很年轻哈即便是一百岁你走了以后你什么也带不去
And we know whether it was for thatyoung one who passed away at such a young age, or even if you passed away when you're 100, you cannot bring any of your possessions with you.
所以神界的保罗对我们说看得见的都是暂时。
And so God reminded us through Paul that what you can see with your eyes is temporary.
那说看不见的直到永远。
And the things which are not seen are eternal.
对这件事情为什么圣经告诉我们说到上家去强如去参加人家的这个盛宴呢
And so that's why the Bible says it is better to go to a house of mourning than to go to a house feasting.
你再次来提醒我们说
It again reminds us
就我们如今在地上神给我们这么短的时间里面就算一百年
That what time the Lord has given us, how short the time the Lord has given us on earth, even if it is 100 years.
那我们要做什么才能为那个永生做准备
What are we doing that we will prepare ourselves for eternity?
没错我们刚才弟兄有分享了在神的眼中我们已经称义了
And then truly it is that before God's eyes, his perspective that we are already justified, we are already righteous.
可是神为什么把我们还留在地上
But then why does God still leave us on earth?
因为我们需要学习
Because we need to learn.
因为我们不完全
We are not complete yet.
像我刚刚来这个你刚刚从加州过来
When I first came from California to New York,
我受了很多弟兄姊妹的爱
I was truly encouraged by so much love from brothers and sisters.
我知道这是神对我的爱
And I know that this is God's love to me.
从我们的弟兄姊妹的身上我看到了
And I could see it from the lives of brothers and sisters.
但是我呢
But for myself?
为什么我还留在这里呢
Why am I still on earth?
因为我常常觉得我亏欠
So often I feel that I have fallen short.
我没办法去来回报弟兄姊妹的爱神对我的爱
I feel that I am not able to fully reciprocate and fully respond to the love from brothers and sisters and from God.
要找机会找时间
That may there be more opportunity
来回报来学习来体验神要我们所要实习的
That we may experience and learn the things that the Lord wants us to learn.
这就是我们的生活
And that is our life.
这样的生活才叫我们能够念经
And this causes us to be satisfied.
所以圣经到最后的时候
Perfected. And so at the very end,
那有七个教会哈。
In the seven churches,
有七个教会，那个四马南的教会。
If we look at the church of Smyrna,
四马南的教会就是我们现在我们所知道的被逼迫的这个教会。
We know that Smyrna was a church that was severely persecuted.
那我们在地上所的苦处神都知道
Surely the Lord knows all of the sufferings that we encounter on earth.
为什么这么说呢?
Why do I say that?
神说你们那里有几个人?
The Lord says, I know that there are a few of you.
它是有限的。
There is a limited number.
还有一个,他给你十,有十天的时间。
And it says that
你要受苦。
You will have tribulation for 10 days.
那神有一个时间。
God has his timing.
说明神都知道我们的所受的苦。
So God knows all of the suffering we go through.
但是结果是什么呢?
What is the result?
他给我们预备了。
What has he prepared for us?
他叫我们在这件事上我们要成为得胜者。
He wants us to overcome and be faithful.
所以教会不是一诞生它没有难处。
So the church is not born with zero difficulties.
而且教会越到成熟的时候
And as the church approaches maturity,
这个它的试炼会更多。
The trials and tribulations will increase.
所以不要看到教会有什么困难就觉得哎呀这个不行了。
And so if you see difficulties and trials, that doesn't mean that the church is...
人跟人之间弟兄跟弟兄之间有难处。
There may be difficulties between brothers and sisters.
教会与世界上面的关系也有难处。
There may be difficulties between the church and the world.
甚至强大的政府对教会有逼迫。
And perhaps even persecution from the government to the church.
这些都不要让我们上当。
But let us not be deceived.
因为只能说明一件事教会到了成熟的时候。
But it is because the church is going towards the time of maturity.
撒旦的工作更加的凶猛。
And the Satan's work is becoming more and more fierce.
逼迫越厉害。
The stronger the persecution,
主的脚步声就越近。
We hear the footsteps of our Lord even.
教会被提的时候就到了。
And the day of rapture is coming.
这是我们的盼望。
That is our hope.
我就停在此。
感谢主接那个点弟兄刚才的话。
And thank the Lord, I want to follow from what our brother shared.
我们的弟兄受了许多弟兄姐妹的爱。
We know that our brother was very encouraged by the love from other brothers and sisters.
我们家又何尝不是。
And for me, it is the same.
我本来是没有打算上来准备分享。
So originally, I wasn't going to come up to share.
那刚才坐在那边的时候，圣灵一直在里面感动我。
But I felt the Lord encouraging me and moving me even while I was sitting there.
我想没有人可以像我一样能体会到回家的感觉，原来是这么好。
And so I can say that it really is so good to come back home.
我想到江弟兄他以前。
So I thought about our brother Kong in the past.
我想很多弟兄姐妹都知道江弟兄他那个信主的那个背景。
I think many know of his story of salvation.
他后来信主以后是李弟兄帮他受浸的。
We know that he was actually baptized by Brother Watchman Nee.
但是我们知道江弟兄他的父亲当时是卫理公会的一个牧师。
But we know that his father had been a Wesleyan pastor, or Methodist.
他没有让他的父亲为他受浸。
But he did not allow his father to be baptized for him, or to baptize him.
但是在我们弟兄里面，他有一个很深的一个感觉。
But in our brother Kong, he had this deep feeling within him.
因为主给他话。
Because the Lord gave him a word.
爱父母胜过爱我的，不配做我的。
That he who loves his father and mother more than me is not worthy to be my disciple.
他不是不爱他的父亲。
It's not that he didn't love his father.
因为在他里面有一个生命的主次的关系。
But he knows that there was that relationship of life within him that was even greater.
他把我们的主放在了第一位。
And he put the Lord in his first place.
所以15年神也是借着那个经历让我有一个同样的经历。
And so after hearing that, one year that the Lord gave me that same experience.
15年我也是从餐馆里面脱离出来，也是因着主的话。
哪一年？
15年。
Okay, so in 2015, the Lord led me to leave serving in a restaurant to come to Him.
我不是不爱我的家人。
It's not that I didn't love my parents or family members.
因为在我里面有一个主次。
But there was the Lord in me.
那个主持那个
Oh, there was a priority in me.
后来神也带领我来到纽约教会。
And the Lord led me to this gathering here.
后面的故事大家知道，我的弟兄姐妹也都知道。
And I believe everyone who knows me knows my story here.
后来就认识了我家的姐妹兰兰。
And then I met my wife at that time.
后来我们结完，我们是17年结完婚。
And so we were married in 2017.
然后19年1月份我就当兵。
And then in 2019, I had to serve in the military.
Yeah, 现在25年，我当兵已经有6年。
And so now in 2025, it's been 6 years that I've served in the military.
在这6年时间里面，在部队里面经历了神太多的恩典。
And truly, I experienced so much of God's grace.
我想不是10分钟、15分钟，甚至20分钟可以来述说神的恩典。
And I believe if I wanted to speak of all of God's grace upon me, it would take more than 10 minutes, 15, even 20 minutes.
那我就是想分享最近神发生在我身上的一件事。
So I just want to share one thing that the Lord has done in my life.
我们是今年3月份刚从洛杉矶那边搬到乔治亚这边。
And so in March, I moved from LA to Georgia.
当时楠楠在寻求她的工作的时候，我们都一同向神祷告。
And so as I was looking for a job, my whole family were praying before God. Or his wife was looking for a job, and we were praying for it.
但是很奇妙，神也听了我们的祷告。
And God, amazingly, he heard our prayers.
就是有一个在Army Base里面，一个专门照顾小孩子的一个老师的工作。
There was a job of being a caretaker for children, even in the Army Base.
然后前后花了2-3个月时间，她也顺利通过了面试，也顺利被招聘上。
And so after 2 to 3 months, she went through the whole interview and check process.
但是在那个同一个时间，我们另外一个就是一个机会也摆在我们面前。
But then during that time, another opportunity was given.
都是在同一个时间。
So this all happened at the same time.
我们以前有在跟国内的一个就是老板合作过做这种海外餐的生意。
And so in the past, I had done some business with overseas over in China.
所以后来这个老板又找到我们。
And so that boss actually got back in contact with us.
他说你们现在搬到东部来了，要不要再继续跟他合作？
And he asked us, now that you've moved to the East Coast, would you like to continue this partnership?
后来我们也祷告寻求一下，里面也很平安。
And as we prayed before the Lord, we also felt peace before the Lord about this matter.
那我们就答应了。
And so we also agreed.
然后我们就租了一个3000多尺的一个仓库。
And so we rented this 3,000 square foot storage.
我们是7月份开始接手。
And so we would begin this work in July.
到现在10月份，这3个月时间，我们基本上都是马不停蹄的做事情。
And in these 3 months since July, it has been very busy.
那我看着楠楠，她因为我们的工，她的工作是早上7点到11点。
And so my wife's job is from 7 a.m. all the way to 11.
那我的工作是6点半之前，我要到基地报道。
Now I have to report to the army base before 6 a.m.
Navy.
Oh, sorry, the Navy before 6 a.m.
那我服役的那个基地是在 South Carolina.
And the base that I report to is in South Carolina.
那我每天要开车1小时20分去我的基地。
So I have a 1-hour 20 commute to get there.
然后就很奇妙。
But it's really amazing.
但是呢，那3个月。 我们在忙的时候,
even as we were so busy in these past 3 months,
我觉得我和姐妹的关系好像变得有点疏远。
And so in the process, I felt like my relationship with my wife, that we sort of grew a little distant.
因为她这个人只要是她头脑里面有事情，她早上都是基本上都是4-5点就醒了。
And so for her, because there's something on her mind, so she often wakes up very early in the morning, 4 or 5 a.m.
然后我就有点不理解，我就常常责怪她，我说你为什么不多休息一下，要这么的拼命。
And I would often ask her, why do you not rest more? Why do you always have to use so much of your energy?
那我的性格是，我心里有什么事，我就善于表达出来。
And for me, my personality is that if there's anything on my mind, I will express it.
那段时间我就常常跟他有一些的争吵。
And so during this whole time, we had a few disagreements.
后来神光照我。
But then the Lord enlightened me.
因为我把他的关系代替了主。
Because I actually allowed this relationship to take the place of the Lord.
因为我觉得只有姐妹,只有楠楠她可以来满足我里面的心。
Because I thought that only my wife could satisfy my heart.
我把所有的期望,盼望都放在她身上。
And so I put all of my hopes and my dreams upon her.
她在外面忙的时候,得不到我里面得不到她所给我的那个期望的时候,我就充满了失望和空虚。
And so when she was busy outside and she couldn't, and I didn't see her be fulfilled, then I also felt like I felt disappointed with it.
所以那三个月我们都是忙忙碌碌的做事情。
And so during those 3 months, we were all just so busy doing everything.
后来那天在仓库做事情的时候, 神就光照了我。
But then the Lord enlightened me while I was working in that storage place.
还有启示录二章四节和五节的话告诉我。
And then he used the verse in Revelation 2, verse 4 and 5.
他说,然而有一件事我要责备你,就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。But
I have this against you, that you have left your first love.
所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的,并要悔改行起初所行的事。你若不悔改,我就临到你那里,把你的灯台从原处挪去。Therefore,
remember from where you have fallen and repent and do the deeds you did at first, or else I am coming to you and will remove your lampstand out of its place unless you repent.
所以当时神光照我的时候,我就哭了,我就给楠楠打电话。And
so as the Lord enlightened me, I started weeping and then I called my wife.
她当时正好也没有什么事,然后我们就在电话里面有一些敞开心的一些交通。And
then it happened that she had some downtime in her work and then we had some fellowship, heart-to-heart fellowship.
我说我这段时间我里面的心很空虚。
And I told her that I felt like this time that there was a lot of vanity and emptiness in my heart.
我说我把你的位置代替了。Because
I told her that I put her place before the Lord.
我以为只有你可以给我满足。And
I told her I thought that only you could give me satisfaction.
其实是我和主的关系变得疏远。But
actually, what happened was that my relationship with the Lord got distant.
然后楠楠她是一个不善于表达的一个姐妹。
And so my wife, she isn't very expressive of her emotions.
我跟她的性格是完全相反,我的性格有点像女孩子。So
I happen to be the opposite, where I am much more emotional.
然后她的性格有点像男孩子。And
she actually is the opposite.
她如果做事情,她就是非常卖命,拼命地做事情。And
so when she was doing something, she spent all of her effort doing it.
那天我在电话里面, 她告诉我,
But that day, as we were on the phone, she told me,
她说,
She said that my love towards her, that I don't need to constantly be saying it before her.
然后她说,
And then she said, Do you know what my love towards you is?
她说她对我的爱就是拼命的工作,
And she said that it is her working as hard as she can so that it lessens my financial burden.
她说她不喜欢就是常常挂在嘴边说爱你,她就是愿行动来做给你看,我是爱你。So
for her, she doesn't need someone to constantly be using words to say I love you, but for her, it is her acts of work.
所以我们交通完后,我们两个人都哭了。And
so after this time of fellowship, we were both weeping.
Yeah, 我觉得神他是爱我们的。
Indeed, God loves us so much.
在我们今天所有的服事或者所有的工作，如果今天我们的主没有在里面，我们没有享受基督，我们一切都是枉然。We
know that in all of our work and our service, that if Christ is not all, then all these things are in vain.
所以一点的经历跟弟兄姐妹有点劝勉，就我们的神他永远是可信的神。And
so I use my experience as an encouragement that our God is faithful.
Yeah,
and because of time, I will end here for now.
You can still use, you still have.
I think that's not enough for like a 10-15 minute share for whole story. Yeah.
Yeah, 我想就是说，我这次听了那个，我是姚弟兄，姚亮弟兄。
So, my name is Brother Yao.
Yeah, 我听了朱宇的分享也是很感动。
I was also very encouraged by our brother sharing.
Yeah, 因为他们夫妻我们一直很熟悉，我觉得就是他生命当中就是说弟兄一直有很多的爱在里面。
And so I'm very familiar with his family, and we can really see his love.
我想讲这个 Harvest City 这次的这个信息啊，其实是我这几年我觉得就是说最实际的，对我来说，对我个人来说是最实际的一个信息。
And so for myself, I felt like this year at Harvey Cedars Conference that this was one of the most practical messages I've heard.
Yeah, 我有一个同学，他有一次在他的教会里讲道，讲完以后呢，好像教会没有什么反应。
And so once I had this friend who he preached a message at a church, and after his preaching, there seemed to be no reaction in the church.
后来呢，我这个同学他过了一个月呢，他又在教会讲了同样一篇信息，又讲了一遍。
And then actually a month later, this person he shared preached the same message at the same church.
然后呢，教会的弟兄姊妹说他这次讲道讲得很棒。
And then brothers and sisters all said, "Oh wow, your message was so great."
所以他就很 confused， 他也很疑惑为什么会这样。
So he was very confused how that could happen.
有时候就是说，我们就比如说特会一个好的信息哈，我们听完以后哈，从我们就是说数据上看啊，其实弟兄姊妹如果能记住，可能只有10%到15%。
So for example, after a message, sometimes what brothers and sisters can retain, maybe only 10-15%.
但是如果进入到我们交通当中哈，这个比率就是我们记住在心里的比率会到20%到25%。
And perhaps through fellowship with other brothers and sisters, that percentage increases to 20-25%.
但这不是说也不是很满意的数字，但是直到我们如果学了这个信息呢，我们可以应用到我们的教会的肢体生活当中的话，这样的一个效果会达到80%到100%。
But then, so that still doesn't sound very impressive. But if the word actually comes to you, you use it in your own life and also in your interactions with brothers and sisters, then the effectiveness is, say, 80%-100%.
因为我们就说我们的信仰哈，不是说传授知识，我们的信仰是什么？我们的生命接触主以后，我们能够影响别人。
We know that our faith is that it's not just for ourselves, but that it should also influence others.
So 我们的就说，当我就我在十多年前哈，我去到 EFG 开始，我开始 Bible study 聚会。
And so 10 years ago is when I started joining EFG for Bible study.
我有一次啊，我进了一个那个图书馆的一个厕所里面。小孩用过非常 nasty， 非常脏哈。
So there was one time where I went to use the restroom there, and some child had used it previously and caused the bathroom to be very dirty.
So 我就走出来，因为我不能洗，我就走出来。
So I saw how bad it was, and I just walked out.
然后呢，这时候我碰到一个 EFG 的姊妹，她就过来，她说 ，Oh, this is part of my service. I will 我会，这是我的一个服侍啊，我会把它弄干净的。她就跟我讲。
And then I encountered a sister in the same gathering, and she goes.Oh, actually, this is part of my service. Let me go and clean it up.
所以这个时候哈，我就像一个小羊哈，我被这位姊妹哈牧养了，她就像一个牧者，知道吗？她的话，她的信息很简单，就是这是我的一部分的服事，对不对？我会把它做好，她就这样告诉我。
And so in that interaction, I felt like she was like a shepherd to me, a sheep. And so she said that this is my service. I will do this properly. And that...
所以我们这次的主题是讲那个好牧人和他的羊群，对不对？所以今天我讲这个为什么对我，所以我这以后我碰到这个姊妹哈。
And so, as you know, so ever since then, whenever I meet this sister, as you know, this time's conference topic was the shepherd and his flock.
就十几年前啊，我碰到他的时候，我对他是非常的谦卑的，就说他要跟我讲什么，你就讲给我听，我就很认真听他讲话。
And so ever since that interaction, say about 10 years ago, every time I always felt very humble before that if she wanted to share something to me that I had to listen.
那当然这个姊妹现在还在我们当中聚会，就说他的生命上面有的东西什么影响了我。
And so this sister is still in our midst today, and so sometimes whatever she says, I feel like always has an influence on me.
所以我是觉得哈，今天就是说我们领受这个信息，就是说我们如何应用出来以后呢， 让我们生命改变的时候，我们会经历神啊。
And so now that we have received such a message, how can we use it in our lives? How can it change our lives?
你知道吗？美国一年哈，差不多数据上显示啊，大一年要关掉六百多家教会，一年哈，所以美国其实信仰是在衰落的。
Now in these past years, statistics show that churches are closing in the U.S. at a rate of about 600 churches a year. We can see this decline of faith in this country.
然后我们去发现这些教会当中到底是什么一个问题哈？他们也在读圣经啊，对不对？他们甚至有神学院，那为什么这些教会会慢慢的就不行了？
So why is it that so many of these churches are just closing one after another?
因为他们只是在传递知识啊，可能说弟兄姊妹很饥饿，对不对？就像我们是个羊，我们很饥饿，我们到教会里来，但是呢，分享的时候他们只是在研究那些菜谱，你知道吗？把这个菜谱研究这个有名人的菜谱。
And so, what happened in many of these churches is that, all these sheep, they're very hungry, but the people there, they're as if just studying recipes here.Recipes from great
people. 但是聚会结束了，他们就饿着肚子就回去了，也没有吃。
But when the gathering has ended, these sheep are as if leaving and still hungry.
但是遇到困难的时候，这些饥饿的羊就很瘦弱，他们就不行了，就慢慢就教会就不行了。
And so whenever these sheep are suffering, and they just gradually start leaving, and the church also then closes.
所以我觉得就是说，我们听了比如说这个信息哈，我们看到这个菜谱这么棒，对不对？就是我们要想办法去。做了菜以后要就把它吃下去。
And so, of course, now that we've listened to these messages, as if seeing some great recipes, now we have to actually make the dish and eat it.
所以我这时候听了这个姊妹就跟我，她对我来牧养，对不对？她的话，这个信息很短，对不对？就是 OK, 这是我的服饰，我会做成它。你看十几年以后哈，不是这个信息百分之一百还在我脑子里面，我都记得她跟我讲话。对不对？我每次看到他脸，他跟我说话的时候，我就非常谦卑。
And so, going back to my example, so that sister, what she said to me, that this is service has been appointed to me. See, it's been over 10 years, and I can still remember 100% of what she said.
所以这是个生命上影响生命的这个服事啊，借着神的话。所以这时候我的一个 mentor 就是我的一个导师，他就跟我讲哈，如果我们传道哈，首先最重要的就是你要好好祷告，然后呢。把神的话应用在你的生命当中，你再去传道。
And so, I was reminded, from someone who mentored me that, whenever we receive the word of God, that, we must first apply it to our own lives before we can give it to others.
就是我们传道之前，我们首先要经历十字架的，我们生命上有一个转变。
And so we must first experience the cross in our own lives. Our own lives change first.
所以我这次听了这个信息哈，我。就是说我在圣经上有个神的话对我一个提醒啊，是在以西结书34章第4节。
And so there was a word of Lord that encouraged me and reminded me from Ezekiel 34 verse 4。
他讲哈，我们这个经文我觉得对我们有很好的一个学习，在肢体当中他讲，瘦弱的你们没有养壮，有病的你们没有医治，受伤的你们没有缠裹，被逐的你们没有领回，失丧的你们没有寻找。
Those who are sickly you have not strengthened, the disease you have not healed, the broken you have not bound up, the scattered you have not brought back, nor have you sought for the lost, but with force and with severity you have dominated.
所以我在读了这个经文，就是说其实教会当中我们服侍哈，有时候我们是羊，对不对？有成熟的弟兄姊妹来喂养我们，但有时候某种程度哈，我们又是一个小牧者，对不对？比如说我们都有孩子啊，或者你是蒙恩出蒙恩的，但是你还有比你更新的蒙恩的弟兄姊妹，对不对？
And so we know that oftentimes we think of ourselves as sheep, but sometimes the Lord also puts us in a shepherding role. For example, you might have kids, or there might be others who believe in the Lord after you.
所以他这边讲瘦弱你们没有养壮，就是说我们平时哈，我们要关注这些弟兄姊妹，而我们如何真实的就是持续的能够喂养他们，让他们就是说在主里能够经历神的话以后，我们生命也自己能够经历主。
And so as you see here that we have to be those who have strengthened or healed or brought bound up, but have we really experienced the Lord in our own life?
我们不要让他们过来就是很饥饿的来，对不对？看了一下菜谱，哦，他们又回去了。过个几次，他们世上碰到困难，他们就不来了。
It should not be that if these sheep come to us, that we just show them a recipe, and then after a few times, they encounter some difficulties in their life, and they stop coming.
当然我们肢体当中也有些是生病的，对不对？有些是比如说你肉体上生病的，对不对？精神上生病的。 属灵上碰到这样的疾病的都有可能。
And we know that sometimes you encounter sickness, whether that is sickness of your own health, sickness physical health, your mental health, or even a brokenness in spirit.
所以有时候我们讲 OK, 我们就像一个身体，对不对？没有人做到 OK, 我身体上有个病。对不对？我不想让他知道。我们总想把弟兄姊妹治好的。
And of course, we all have that desire for anyone who is feeling sickly that we cause them to be healed.
对，所以保罗他讲哈，我觉得有些，比如说我们身体很健康，对不对？但有些弟兄姊妹他生病了哈，那保罗讲，他讲他为基督受苦啊，是因为什么？为教会受苦是为了什么？补全他在基督生命上的那个缺欠。
And so we know that Paul has said that he is trying to fill up the afflictions of Christ that are lacking.
所以我们就说有些弟兄生病哈，我们在爱心上，在真理上，对不对？在信心上，对他们的鼓励啊，这是让我们这个对我们自己都是有帮助。不要讲 OK, 我身体很好，他们是生病，好像跟我们好像没有太大关系啊。
And so that, you know, when brothers and sisters perhaps are in sickness, that you shouldn't look at it as if it has nothing to do with you.
他讲受伤了你没有尝过，有时候哈，我们在肢体身接触当中，我们也会受伤，对不对？我相信每个弟兄姊妹在里面一个教会有段时间的肢体之间，你也会受伤，对不对？
And then it mentions that the broken you have not bound up. We all know that in our interactions with each other that there's always some hurt that happens. And I think we've all experienced that.
有些时候甚至你服侍的时候有争论他也受伤了，对不对？
Sometimes it can be because of disagreements as you serve together, then that also causes hurt.
有时候我们在家庭生活当中，我们基督徒家庭很多挑战，因为有世界魔鬼还有我们肉体，这里面我们家庭当中有时候也会受伤。
And then sometimes you encounter hurts in your own families also because, you know, the world, the flesh, the devil are all attacking.
这时候我们有没有好好的去为他们裹伤？好，但你去裹伤的这个人，有时候他们会叫痛的。
But then, you know, the broken you have to bind up, but sometimes in a binding process, that also hurts.
他讲被逐的你们没有寻回啊，就是有些人走偏了，对不对？你要把他去拉回来，对吧？
The scattered you have not brought back, so some who have wandered off, you have to bring back.
对，你就说今天好，基督的宝血洗净我们的罪哈，这是一个完全的真理哈。但是不要忘记了十字架，我们还需要十字架对付我们啊。
And so we know that the blood of Jesus Christ has already cleansed us from all our sins. That is a fact. But we know that this cross still has to deal with that.
我们的生命还继续要继续长进，对不对
？That our life still needs to grow.
不是我一信主我就变成圣人了，所以教会不是什么圣人的博物馆，而是罪人的医院。
We know that the church is not a museum of holy people, but it is a hospital.
保罗都说他不完全，我们没人敢说我们就完全了，对不对
？Even Paul said that he is not complete, and how dare we also say that we are complete?
所以我们要经历十字架，让我们生命当中有蜕变啊！所以最后他讲到那个失散的，我们要把他们寻找回来，就是。
And then lastly, we know that those who are lost, that we have to seek them.
所以我想就是说借着这个主题哈，就是让我们有基督的这样的一颗心哈。一个是就是说我们能够有寻那个拯救灵魂的心啊。
So may we have that same heart of Christ that even to the desire to save those who are lost.
那另一方面呢，我们要有这样牧者的心哈，我们就可以去。周边的弟兄姊妹，我们可以去关怀他们，对不对
？But also to have the heart of a shepherd to care for those around us.
所以这时候当中有一个顺序很重要，就是主他用保罗，他在回到大树的时候，他在那里传道了十年。
And so we know that there's a very important order that when God was using Paul, that first he went back to Tarsus for 10 years.
他用彼得的时候呢，他在使徒行传传了五次道。
We know that Peter had preached 5 sermons in Acts.
当我们就是有拯救灵魂的这颗心的时候呢，我们进入到第二阶段，就说牧养教会的这个心，我们就会更强。
We know that if we have that heart for the lost first, then later on, as we start to shepherd others, that we have a stronger heart for that.
所以天父呢，他差派他的儿子到这个世上，因为什么呢？因为这些羊如羊走迷，他的心就破碎。
And we know that when Jesus was sent to earth, that he said that his heart was broken because they were as sheep without a shepherd.
所以这个事情让破碎天父的心的这些事情呢，同样也能破碎我们的心。
So if it breaks the Father's heart, may it also break our heart.
我们有一个这样的一个牧者的心。
That we have this heart of a shepherd.
So because of time, we're going to end here.
因为时间关系，我们将停在这里。
I'm going to ask our sister, could you play again 271? We're going to just sing the first stanza of that hymn.
姊妹在我们弹诗歌271首，我们唱第一段。
271.
271首。
We thank you indeed, Father, because you have such a treasure, which is your beloved Son.
我们亲爱的父，我们感谢你，你确实有这个宝贝，就是你的独生爱子。
We thank you because you have given us such treasure.
我们感谢你给我们如此的宝贝。
Thank you. You have deposited your Son in each one of us.
你把你这个宝贝摆在我们每一个的里面。
And we do thank you, Lord, because in a simple time as this, we can.Just get to touch something of the Lord Jesus in one another.
就像这么，我们感谢你，这一段交通的时间，我们能够借着彼此能够触摸到我们的这个宝贝。
We thank you for that.
我们感谢你。
And we pray, Lord, that out of this touching Christ in one another, that we may all be encouraged to press on towards the goal.
我们这样彼此交通触摸，我们。彼此能够被激励，我们感谢你。
Help us to run after you with all our hearts in the days ahead.
但愿我们前面的路，我们能够全心快跑来跟随你。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
We are dismissed.
我们机会停在这里。